Here's one headline we might see in the year 2013. Biggest airline merger ever. American Airlines and U.S. Airways have been talking about such a deal for months. We'll also see in the new year, likely, some higher domestic ticket prices and also some new planes. NPR's Wendy Kaufman brings us up to speed.
A merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways would create the nation's largest carrier. Consolidation among the so-called legacy airlines would be essentially complete. Over the past several years, Delta has teamed up with Northwest and united with Continental. The conventional wisdom is those mergers led to higher fares, but Jonathan Kletzel of the consulting giant PwC says that's not what the data show.
Fares have definitely not gone up because of mergers on the whole. You will always find some individual markets where you can make that case, but on the whole and across the entire market, we just didn't see that.
He says typically when a merger has left just a single carrier in a significant market, another airline has moved in to take its place. But Kletzel goes on to say,
these mergers do have a short period of time where there's potentially some operational disruptions associated with those mergers.
Indeed, United and Continental, which have finished integrating their operations, struggled mightily over the summer. In July, fewer than 65% of the airline's flights were on time. Still, there were fewer flight delays overall this year compared to last, and fewer complaints about lost bags, probably because fewer passengers are checking them. And what about fares? Rick Sini, CEO of the online site Fare Compare, says domestic fares were up an average of about 5% in 2012.
And that's a reflection of seven domestic airfare hikes that stuck this year. Domestic fares have been just sort of creeping up gradually the last few years, but international airfare has jumped pretty dramatically.
Fuel surcharges and taxes are largely to blame. Looking ahead to 2013, experts predict that domestic fares will increase another 5% this coming year, but Sini says savvy shoppers can save money.
The cheapest time to buy your airline ticket is Tuesday afternoon, specifically at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Most airlines file sales on Monday night. All the other airlines scramble to match, and those cheap seats hit the reservation systems.
Another travel tip comes from Sarah Gavin at Expedia, the giant online travel agency. Don't book a flight and say to yourself, I'll worry about hotels and rental cars later.
There's no bigger mistake out there in terms of saving money on your travel.
Gavin explains that when flights, hotels, and other things are bundled, companies can offer big discounts because they don't have to publicly reveal the price they're offering.
I went to San Francisco. I stayed at a four-star hotel in Union Square, and my hotel was essentially free. I ended up paying the same amount that I would have paid just for my airfare alone.
As for those ancillary fees, those pesky charges for things like luggage and meals, the airlines will continue to charge for them. They produce significant revenue. The good news for consumers here is that as the airlines make more money, the service they provide should improve. As Rick Sini notes, brand new airplanes are being added to the fleets.
These newer aircraft are much more airy. They're configured with bigger bin space. Anybody that's flown on a 20-year-old MD-80 versus a brand new 737 knows it's a better experience.
The traveling public can only hope 2013 brings better travel experiences. Airlines consistently rank near the bottom on surveys of customer satisfaction. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.